it wasn't for Jesus? Just think about that for a moment. We so often take what he's done for us on the cross for granted. And I believe that's why God wants us to participate in the communion, because he gives us a command to do this in remembrance, because we have a tendency of forgetting. We forget. We are creatures not only of habit, but habits of forgetfulness. Israel constantly forgot what God had done for them. Israel took God for granted, and as a result of that, they wandered for 40 years and ended up in captivity in Babylon, not only once but twice. The 10 tribes to the north in the year 726, and then later in the south in 586 BC. Judah went into captivity because they forgot. They took God for granted. They rebelled against him. Never forget what Jesus did for you. He is worthy to be praised. Well, God bless all of you. I want to welcome you from Facebook, YouTube, and the three or four that are in the sanctuary this morning. But that's going to change real soon, I pray. And in light of all that, we have a very special AGM, annual business meeting, that we are going to be a part of, Lord willing, this Wednesday. I'm inviting all the members to join us via Zoom. Very, very important AGM this Wednesday. As a result of that, there'll be no Bible study. So Pastor Melody will take a break for one Wednesday. But there are going to be so many things we'll be discussing. And one of them is when Logos will be returning to this house to worship and praise him. When we'll be coming back together. I know that's been a concern for so many people. I'm actually overwhelmed at the desire of the people of Logos to want to get back. It's anticipating with excitement. And so we'll be discussing that. We'll be discussing a very important service that we will be having shortly. So you don't want to miss it. And my wife, who always gives me a few little details, because I'm not a person of detail, we need to register. Is that right, Nadia? By when? Do we have a due date for this? On the website, do it soon. By Tuesday. So I hope you'll do that, and we look forward to our AGM this coming Wednesday. But until then, we have a very important message this morning. I am really excited about the Word of God. And if you've brought your Bibles to wherever you are, in your living rooms, kitchen tables, basements, I don't know where you are, but I'd like you to turn with me. There's two texts. One in Hebrews chapter 12 and the other in 2 Samuel 6. We'll begin at Hebrews chapter 12. We'll begin at verse number 18, please. A powerful text. By the way, I have never, in all my years of ministry, I have never preached on this text. I for the life of me, I don't know why. I've alluded to it, but never preached on it. So I'm excited. This is fresh manna from God's cuisine this morning. And so let's look. For ye are not come unto the mount, notice the word mount, that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, the voice of words, which voice that they heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure that which was, notice, commanded. And if so much as a beast or animal touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and shake. But, don't you like when the Bible says but? But ye are come unto Mount Zion. Notice the word Zion. Unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. An innumerable. You can't count them. A tremendous legion of angels join you on this mountain. Well, what does all this mean? Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 6. We come into our next text. We look at verse number 12 to verse 16. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Very familiar portion of scripture. Do you have it, George? Well, I'll get it from the Bible here. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Oh, we got it? Good. And it was told King David, saying, "The Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him, because the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark, notice the word ark, of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city, notice city of David. City of David with what? With gladness. Very important you see that. City of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, sacrificed the oxen and fatlings, and David danced, notice the word danced, before the Lord with all of his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. And so David and all of the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting, notice shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. There was music and celebration. And the ark of the Lord came to the city of David. Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw David leaping and dancing before the people and the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. And they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle. Notice the word tabernacle that David had pitched for it. Burnt offerings. Notice now verse 22, George. We go to the last verse 22. And here I want you to notice David's response to the mockery. "And while yet be more vile," his wife makes fun of him. People don't understand his rejoicing. And this is David's words. "Oh yeah? You think I look crazy now? You think I look foolish dancing before the Lord now? Well, let me tell you something." Verse 22. "I will yet be more vile than this or thus, and will be base in my own sight of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them. Shall I be had in honor?" You think I look crazy now? I haven't even started dancing yet. I've entitled this message, "But Can You Dance?" Yeah. Can you dance? I'm not necessarily speaking about physical dancing, although certainly it's implied. Can you dance? Can you really worship? Can you truly praise him? Notice David is bringing back the ark. He is in absolute ecstasy. The ark has come home. He's shouting. He's celebrating. He's dancing with all of his heart, with all of his mind, his soul. And David is expressing his joy. He's on another level that nobody was on. And sometimes when you're on another level of praise, people won't understand what you're doing. David was on another frequency. I'm going to be using that word a lot this morning. David's on another level because he's on another frequency. He's on another frequency. People couldn't see it. My friends, let me ask you this morning, can you dance? Can you dance in the spirit? Are you on a different frequency when it comes to worship? You see, the enemy wants to keep you still, wants to put you in a corner, wants to cause you to be quiet. No expression. Nothing. Keep quiet. Don't be too outspoken. Don't say anything. What would people think? But friends, the Bible says, let the redeemed say so. Let the redeemed speak out. Let the redeemed express themselves. Let the redeemed worship. Let the redeemed dance. Let the redeemed say so. Oh, how we need to express it today with our hearts, with our lives, with our dance. Now, some will come and tell you, now, hold on a second, Pastor, wait a minute now. I'm not like that. It's not my personality. I don't praise the Lord that way. I don't express that kind of emotion. You know, I'm from a different background, and I don't do that. I don't do those things. No. I don't do it. You know, that's just a denominational thing. I've had people tell me that. That's just a denominational thing. Oh, no. I wasn't raised like that. Yeah. Oh, no. Pastor, that's a cultural thing. Only certain people do that. But I don't do it. I'm from a different background. No, friends. Listen, this is not about denomination or culture. This is a command. This is an act of obedience. Command. There's no question about it. God didn't say praise him when you feel like it. David said, I will praise him despite how I feel. God didn't say praise him only when you feel the goosebumps rising and shivers flowing down the back of your neck to your spine. He never said that. He said to praise him in all things, to give thanks in all things and for all things. It's a command. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And friend, if you have breath, then you qualify. Not your denomination or your culture. If you breathe, you qualify. And so, my Baptist friend, can you praise him with your Baptist self? My Presbyterian friends, can you praise him with your Presbyterian self? My Catholic, can you praise him with your Catholic self? And for my Pentecostal brothers and sisters, yes, my Pentecostal brothers and yeah, can you praise him with your Pentecostal selves, or have you lost your dance? See, friends, if God gives you breath, give it back to him. Give him praise. And so David brings this ark to the city of David, the Bible says in Hebrews. And on the city, or in the city, he brought it to Mount Zion. Very important you understand that. When we went to Israel the first time, we were able to see Mount Zion, the city of David. Mount Zion, that was a place that David brought the ark. Mount Zion. Oh, friend, Zion is calling me to a higher level of praise, to a higher level of worship. You see, the backdrop to our story this morning is that when God spoke to Moses in building the tabernacle in Exodus 32, that's what we're reading from Hebrews 12, the backdrop at Exodus 32, it was on the mountain that God gave a prescription or a plan on how to build the tabernacle. And now it is on Mount Gibeon. Moses' tabernacle was on Mount Gibeon, but David put the tabernacle on Mount Zion. He received it from the Philistines. If you remember, in 2 Samuel 5, the Philistines came and besieged Jerusalem and Judah. And they took the Ark of the Covenant and they brought it back to Philistia, to Gath. And they brought it and put it into where the god of Dagon was. And if you remember the story, the next day the god of Dagon, which was half man, half fish, had his head decapitated. And the Philistines received hemorrhoids and boils. And they said, oh no, the wrath of God has come upon us. And so they sent back the ark upon a cart. And David wanted to bring the ark back to Judah. He brings it back to Mount Zion. There on Mount Zion, David teaches us something. But what's interesting is that the former and the latter are coexisting together at the same time. You see, a transition is about to take place in the life of David and in the life of Judah. Something is about to happen. And at that time, only David understood it. Oh, my friend, someone is on the verge of a transition this morning. And I know that the church of Jesus Christ is in the midst of a transition right now. And I believe something great is about to happen. Something fresh is about to happen. A new thing is about to happen. And when you study the book of Isaiah, like we're doing on Facebook Live every day, you notice Isaiah using constantly God doing a new thing. God wants to do a new thing. He doesn't want us to live in that stale atmosphere. He wants the waters to be fresh, the waters to be moving. Now remember, David was anointed to be king while Saul was still king. David was anointed to be king while Saul was still king. The old and the new were coexisting together. In 2 Samuel, we discover that David was 30 years old when he became king. David was young, but he was a radical. He was young. Something about young people. Young people are radical. I love to be in an atmosphere where there's a lot of young people in the church. Young people bring change. Young people take risks. Young people are excited. You see, God uses youth to bring changes. Are there any youth on Facebook viewing? Is there anybody out there who's young and radical, who's looking for change? And so something is about to change in Israel. There's going to be a new frequency. A new level is about to arise. A new level of worship. A new level of praise is about to take place. Israel was on the AM band. Some were on the FM band. But now God, through David, is going to bring worship and praise onto another level. It's not the AM band. That's the way of the old. It's not the FM band. That's the way of the old. I call it the ZM band, the band of Zion. God is going to bring a new frequency, a new level of worship. You see, there is a frequency in the Spirit that few people ever touch. There's a frequency in the Spirit that not many people enter into. And that's why Jesus in John said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. That's another level. And when you look at the book of Hebrews, and I've studied this intensely in Bible college, I took the course. A course just on Hebrews. What a book. And you notice there are a few words that are repeated. And one of those words that are repeated constantly in the book of Hebrews is the word better. Better sacrifice. Better offering. Better covenant. Better way. The book of Hebrews is about something better. That's the theme. Better things. And if you look at verse 24, you see it as well. A better sacrifice. Better, better, better. That what is right now is better than what was. I'm going to say it again. What is, as the author is writing this book, what is now is better than what was. And if you notice in verse number 18, George, of Hebrews chapter 12, Apollos, who many scholars believe wrote this book, some believe it's the Apostle Paul. I tend to believe it's Paul, but what do I know? It says here, for ye are not come unto, look at this now, the mountain that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness. Which mountain is he talking about? He's talking about Mount Sinai. Keep going. Notice. And the sound of the trumpet, the voice of words, and the voice that heard entreated the word should not be spoken to them anymore. Which mountain are you speaking about? Keep going, George. Notice. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as the beast touched them. What mountain is this? When you go to Exodus 32, you'll find out that's Mount Sinai. You shall be stoned and thrust into the air. And Moses even feared and trembled. This is an old mountain. a mountain of the law, a mountain that was. But David brings the ark into another mountain, a different mountain, a mountain called Zion. Do you remember when Moses came to Mount Zion? The people were waiting in the bottom of the mountain, waiting to hear from God. But they got a little bit nervous. They got a bit fearful, and they wanted to hear from God. But no. Let's hear the words of Moses. They rather hear the words of Moses. And Moses gives them a word. And even animals would be stoned if the animal touched the bottom of the mountain. That's where the plans of the tabernacle were given to Moses. But the writer of Hebrews says, "You have not come to this mountain which burns with smoke and fire that cannot be touched." We've come to another mountain. This mountain, this old mountain, you can't approach it. There's no intimacy on this mountain. There's no worship on this mountain. There's no depth in this mountain. It's a mountain of fear. You can't come close to this mountain that even Moses feared and trembled. They couldn't bear it, verse number 20. See, that's what was. I repeat, that's what was, but that's not what is, says the writer of Hebrew. That's not what is. There's been a transition. Something has changed. God hasn't changed, but he's changed the frequency. Change. The sight was so terrifying, verse 21. That even Moses had fear. Moses. That what was, not what is. You see, God does not want you to approach him with fear and trembling. There was a purpose back in that day. But this is a new day. God doesn't want us to come to him with fear and intrepidation. He doesn't want that type of mountain. There's something better, the writer is saying. There's something better. You couldn't even touch this mountain. But Jesus calls you and bids you to come and drink because it's a different mountain. That mountain was burning with fire and smoke and gloom. But now you have come to Mount Zion, verse 22. You've come to Mount Zion. Oh, praise God, Zion is calling me. Can you hear the voice of God bidding you to come to the mountain and worship with him? We used to sing a hymn years ago. Maybe Rick, maybe Helen, Elaine, you remember this old hymn. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Well, that song comes from this text. Maybe some of you old timers know the hymn. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward. There's a new frequency. There's a new level. We're marching upward to Zion. I remember singing that when I first got saved in the first church I went to in Montreal. Pastor Johnson would lead it, and we'd go a little crazy in the congregation. You're at a high place. I repeat, you're at a different level on this mountain. You're on a different frequency. On this level, you become a spiritual eagle on this level. Why eagle? Because eagles are the only birds that can fly up to 40,000 feet in the air. Eagles have the greatest lung capacity of any other bird. And when you look at that bird, you see it closely comparing us to that bird spiritually. We are spiritual eagles. Why? Because we are on a different frequency. Why? Because we got a different lung capacity. Why? Because we can get higher than anyone else. Not because we're great or better or more qualified. It's because God has given us the capacity to do so. Because God has brought us to this mountain. Yes, it's a mountain where you can rise up. It's a mountain that you can sing and you can praise him. And verse 22 says, you have come to Zion, to the city of the living God. It's another place. It's another realm. It's another atmosphere. It's another frequency. You are coming into a realm that is not of this world. I repeat, you are coming into this city, to a mountain that is not of this world. Mount Sinai is of this world. Mount Zion is of another world. And that's why Paul said in Colossians, the third chapter, to set your affections on things above. Why? Because you can. Why? Because you've got a different lung capacity. Why? Because if you walk by sight rather than faith, you go back to Mount Zion. It's a beautiful city. A city where there's a different frequency. A place where you enter, a realm that you enter that is not of this world. You see, if you praise Him on that level and get into that right frequency and get off the AM band and get off the FM band, get off the band that comes from Mount Sinai, the band of the flesh, that band that operates in fear, the band that operates by how you feel. I'm not going to praise Him today because I don't feel like it. I'm not going to worship because I'm not this, and I'm not going to because of that. No. That's Mount Sinai. There's too many things that have come to hinder me. That's Mount Sinai. That's the old frequency. Yes. That dial of the flesh, that band of the flesh, that dial is where you're moved by what you see and not by faith. You might be in the basement. You might be in your living room. You might be in your kitchen, but you're not there anymore. Oh, you're there physically, but you're not there spiritually because you're on another band. You're on another frequency. You've gone up a little higher. Like an eagle, you've soaring. You're the Spirit has brought you to another place, another frequency. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you've experienced. You've entered into another realm of the Spirit. Another realm of... That's what the Hebrew writer is talking about. That's what he's talking about. You used to be on that mountain, but now you're on another mountain. It's another way of living, another way of praise. And you remember David introduced it to us when he danced before the ark. While everybody else was on Mount Sinai, David was on Mount Zion. Hallelujah! My God. You see, there's no place in the Spirit where the flesh can realm. Even though you are in the house by yourself, even though you are experiencing that pain by yourself and it's real, when you get to that frequency that comes from Mount Zion, it doesn't matter anymore. You don't feel that anymore. Your praises and your worship have lifted you up. That's why the Bible calls it a joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's a joy that doesn't make sense. It's unspeakable because it's not of this realm. You have stepped into another frequency. So, can you dance, my friend, as my title says? But can you dance? You remember David was dancing in the midst of haters. David was dancing in the midst of skeptics and maidservants and wives that despised him. People that hated him. People will hate the joy that God has given you. They don't like it. People don't want to see people rejoice. They don't like it. People don't want to see people dance. They don't like it. It offends them. It's offensive to some when you are on Mount Zion. They don't like it. But David didn't care, because in verse 22, when you get to Mount Zion, it doesn't matter what people say. You think I'm worshiping now, David says? You think I'm making a fool of myself now? I haven't even started yet, verse 22 says of chapter 6. Haven't even started yet! I've just gone through the gate. No. David stepped into another frequency. Yes, you've come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God. The city of the living God. I've come to this heavenly Jerusalem, a heavenly frequency. And I love what it says in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. We've been studying, as I said, the book of Isaiah. What a powerful book, a messianic book. Isaiah, he's on another level. He says, "Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it." How can you not sing? That's what David said in Psalm 107. Oh, that men would praise him. Shout! The devil will tell you to keep quiet. Just be reserved. Don't get too outspoken. Shout! You lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing. Mountains, forests, trees, birds. What is he saying? He's saying what David said. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. My God, what has happened to praise today? Now David stepped into another realm. A new frequency. Even if you're sick. Oh, stay with me. I'm going to go deeper this morning. Even if you're sick. And begin to praise him on Mount Zion, my God. You can feel uplifted despite your physical condition. Because on Mount Zion, where there is strength, there is power. Yes, you are lifted up on another frequency. And you're able to shout in the midst of despair. And you're able to praise in the midst of agony. I remember when I was sick and I was in the Milton Hospital and I was all alone. Believe me, I felt my pain. I couldn't even breathe. They had me on oxygen. Couldn't breathe very well. I felt physically handicapped on every level. It was a terrible thing because I've never, ever, ever experienced anything like that. I don't even go to see doctors. I don't go to hospitals. I mean, I have to be dead or thereabouts. And I felt I was dying, literally. But I remember that first night. It was like, what is going on here? Couldn't breathe. I was able to somehow find myself up to Mount Zion. And with all the pain and being in that hospital bed, I remember just crying out to God and praising him. Couldn't understand, but I was praising him. See, praise doesn't mean you have to understand everything. Worship doesn't mean that everything's going to make sense to you. But you do it anyway because you're on another frequency. And I found myself lifted up spiritually out of that hospital bed. Oh, I was still in pain. But I was on another frequency. There was a joy that entered into my heart. And I knew everything was going to be just fine. It's when you get to Mount Zion, depression can't stay very long. I don't care who you are. I don't care what the doctors say. If you're on Mount Zion, depression cannot stay. You can rationalize it, dissect it all you want. It's not possible for depression to stay long when you are on Mount Zion. Incompatible. Can't stay. Can't. It tries to get in through the gate, but it can't stay. It can't stay because you're on another frequency. There is a joy that cannot be expressed. Oh, yes! But can you dance, my friend? Can you dance for our marching to Zion? Beautiful, beautiful Zion, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Oh, friends, can you say, I'm coming into something powerful? Yes, this is the year 2021, right in the midst of COVID, right in the midst of this pandemic. I don't care what it is. My God, I'm coming into something powerful. Yeah, I'm marching upward to Zion. Yes, addictions have to go. Defeatism has to go. Fear has to go. Depression to go. That's why I love to praise Him. Oh, that men would praise Him. And you begin to praise Him in spirit and truth. Begin to worship. Yeah, you enter into another frequency, another level where the natural realm doesn't matter anymore. The natural things don't impede you anymore. Yeah. If I can just make it to the gate, if I can just make it to Mount Zion and begin to praise Him and worship Him with all my heart. Notice David danced with all his heart. There's a huge difference. That's the criteria of entering into Mount Zion with all of your heart. The enemy can't stand it when you praise Him. The enemy can't stand it when you worship Him, because the devil hates it, because he's allergic to praise. He's allergic to worship. He gets hives when you begin to really worship. That men would praise Him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to worship Him, because once I'm on that mountain, I don't want to go back to Mount Sinai. Once I'm on that mountain, I want to stay there. I want to stay there. Worship Him. And so, my friend, stop looking around. Stop looking around. Get up. Get up onto Mount Zion. That's right. Stop walking by sight. Get on to Mount Zion. Yes, friends, when you keep praising Him, there is a peace that you cannot understand. There is a renewal in your spirit where you can mount up with wings of the Spirit. Isaiah constantly talks about the Spirit. He's the only Old Testament prophet that mentions the Spirit as much as he's over and over again. He had an insight into the working of the Spirit. And you wait upon God on that mountain. They that wait upon the Lord as an eagle waits on Mount Zion. You're waiting. You're going to soar in the Spirit. You're on another frequency, another level. Yes, I'm coming into Mount Zion. I'm marching to Mount Zion. Oh God, who am I speaking to this morning? Get off Mount Sinai. Some of you have been on that mountain for a long time, and I'm not talking about people of this. I'm talking about some of you have been in the church for 30 years, 40 years, in your old wineskins, complaining and murmuring. Get off Mount Sinai. My God. And start drinking some new wine from Mount Zion. Mount Zion. Mount Zion. My God, my God, I know that there are people that might think you're a little crazy. Like they did with David. They thought he was nuts. But you see, they're still on Mount Sinai. They're still on that AM band. They're still on that FM band. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And some of them have been telling you, you know, you're changing. And it's almost like a derogatory thing. Well, you look at them straight in the eye and you tell them, that's right, I am changing. You tell them, yes, I am changing. I've come into something powerful. I've come into a new frequency. I've come into another level. Oh, it took a while. Like you, I've been on Mount Sinai too long. Yeah, I've been walking by sight too long. Yeah, I've been living in fear too long. I've been on that mountain, but something has changed me. I've come to Mount Zion. I've started walking by faith and not by sight. I started to trust God and to believe His promises, and a praise started to rise up in my heart. I'm on Mount Sinai. I'm not on Mount. I'm on Mount Zion. I've left Mount Sinai. I've been there too long. I've moved into another level. I've got a new address. I've changed my frequency. I've got a song in my heart, and I'm beginning to dance. Oh, that's what my title says. But can you dance? Where are the Davids? Is there anybody on Facebook like David who wasn't ashamed to dance before the Lord, despite the naysayers, despite the Michaels, despite the maidservants, despite the Stoics, and despite those that will criticize you? Are there any Davids out there that will dance? Are there any Davids out there who who are on Mount Sinai, who are not looking around to see who's looking at them, because they couldn't care less, because there's a song in their heart. Oh, they begin to dance. They dance through the hospital bed. They've danced through their bankruptcy. They've danced through their calamity. They've danced through their frustrations. They might be in a horrible marriage, but they're dancing, and God's changing things around. Oh, my friends, are you on Mount Zion yet? Because until you get there, you'll still be on the AM band. It's time for a new frequency. It's time to get off that band and step into a higher place. The Bible says that deep is calling unto deep. It's speaking of another level, another frequency. Oh my God, how many people are still on Mount Sinai, Mike? Been in the church 30 years, but you're still in Mount Sinai. My God. Look, friends, when things get tough and all hell breaks loose, instead of taking a coffee break or going out for a walk, I like to do that sometimes. Instead of doing that, will you get on Mount Zion and take a praise break? You just think about that for a moment. Take a praise break. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I'm going to bless you with all. I might have a sickness. I might be in pain. I might even be in a prison cell. I don't care. I'm going to get on Mount Zion. I'm going to begin to praise Him. All hell is breaking loose in my life, but I'm going to take time to praise Him. Yeah, that's what Habakkuk did. He lost everything. That's what Job did. He lost everything. Habakkuk had no vineyards like Job. His family were gone. He had nothing like Job, but they both had something in common. They were on Mount Zion, and Habakkuk said, though I've got nothing, I'm still going to rejoice. Why? Because I'm on Mount Zion. Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion. Beautiful city of God. You see, when praise goes up, blessings come down. The oil flows from Aaron's beard. Yeah. I'm about to step into something fresh, something powerful. Yes, I am. Yes, Zion is calling me. Zion is wooing me. The Spirit of God is speaking to me. He's bringing me up to Zion. I gotta be like that eagle who sits in a cliff on Mount Zion and waits to praise, and he's praising and waiting for a gust of wind so he can spread his wings and soar from Mount Zion, soar like an eagle to praise God. Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Will you come a little higher and notice? Now, this is so powerful. The author could have stopped right here, but look what the author says. He says something so powerful in verse 22. George, I want you to notice, but ye are come to Mount Zion. Notice, ye are come. You got to get there. You weren't automatically transported there. The city of the living God. The heavenly Jerusalem. Now notice this, the last few words, what catches my attention as well. An innumerable, vast amount of angels are accompanying you. Can I break it down with you? When you begin to praise Him on Mount Zion, do you know the Bible says angels begin to accompany you in that praise? I heard of stories, and this facts of church services where the worship was so powerful, when they got on Mount Zion, they actually heard a chorus that didn't come from the singers in the congregation. They heard angels singing. It's a true story. Not once. I've heard this several times. Google it. Research it. It is true. Something happens. The angels break through. Begin to join you like Isaiah in Isaiah 6. A heavenly choir begins to sing with you, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. You're accompanied by angels. Oh, something. God stirred. He's moved by true worship. He's moved by true praise. But you can't praise him on Mount Sinai. You see, that's the problem. You've been trying to praise him on Mount Sinai. It doesn't work. You can't praise him in the flesh. You can't walk by sight. You got to get him. Mount Zion. It's a change in your heart. Something's got to change. Something's got to change. You begin to praise him and thousands of angels join you in your living room, all alone in your closet, on your hospital bed like I was. I know for a fact there were angels with me. In your car, I heard of people crying out to God in desperation, and they would actually sense the presence of God while they were in the car alone. I believe God dispatched angels. A choir took place. He gives his angels charge over thee. Psalm 91, Psalm 34. Oh my God, can I ask you again, but can you dance? But can you dance? Can you praise him? Can you worship him? Stop looking at the flesh. Stop looking at COVID and getting negative. Oh, I got it. And look what's happened. And am I going to? And I lost it. Oh, yeah. You're on Mount Sinai. My God. When you praise God, you enter into another frequency that only Zion can offer. My God. And they are crying out with you. Yes, they are praising God with you. You know, I remember not only in that hospital bed, but many years ago when I went to Bible college, I got sidetracked. My car seized. I didn't put any oil in my car. I was going from Montreal to Peterborough, and I forgot to have an oil change. And my car seized on me on Highway 7 on the way to Peterborough. And my flesh and everything got angry. I tell you, I was mad. And oh, how can they? And I had a curfew. And if I got late, I had to pay a fine. And oh, the list goes on and on. But I remember I did something that was not natural. I got onto Mount Zion. Didn't make sense to me. And I lifted up my hands right in that ditch. It was dark. And I began to praise the Lord. My impulse first was to get out and do something. Just began to praise the Lord and worship him. And there were tears streaming down my eyes. And I remember I felt the presence. I felt another presence with me. And I heard a voice say, Dino, go out of the car right now. And it was immediate. And right now. And I got out of the car right now. Right then as the voice spoke to me. And as I got out of the car, a car was passing by me and stopped before me. And the woman looked at me. She goes, I have never stopped for anyone before, but there's something about you. I've shared this story before. Found out that her brother was a mechanic. He fixed my car. I don't know exactly what he did because it was a major job. I don't understand mechanics. He fixed my car. Maybe I to this day, I don't know what he did. I was in another realm. And I got back to Bible college 1 minute before curfew. We're marching to Zion, beautiful. Beautiful Zion, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Oh my God. Can you shout it out with me, friends? Can you shout it out with me? Zion is calling me. Shout it out. Zion is calling me. Yes, Zion in my house. My God, Zion in my marriage. Zion in my closet. Zion over my children. Zion in my home. Zion at work. Zion in my church. Zion everywhere. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I gotta praise him. I gotta praise him. Imagine thousands and thousands of angels accompanying you when you get on that mountain. Oh, my friends, it's time to shout this morning. Is there anybody out there that can shout with me? My friends, take a moment. Can you take a moment as I close and begin to shout and give God a hallelujah? Can you give him a praise? Can you give him a glory to God? It's time to shout. It's time to go higher. It's time to rise right in the midst of COVID. We're coming back to praise God in this church very soon. I'm challenging everybody to get ready. The very first service we have here, we're getting off Mount Sinai. It's time to get up to Mount Zion and begin to shout and begin to praise. We're marching to Zion. Josh, that song we sang as we closed, I know we want to sing another song, but I want to sing that worship song, right? The last one we sang. For I want to challenge all of you. Just put everything aside. I want you to stand with me everywhere. I don't care where you're sitting. Just I want you to lift up your hands. I want you to come with me to Mount Zion in the Spirit. Begin to worship him in spirit. Forget about what happened last week. Forget about some of the pain you might be experiencing. Listen, friends, if I can praise him while I had COVID, I couldn't breathe, so could you. Will you worship him with me today? Watch him rise out of that bed. Rise out of that situation. Let everything that hath breath praise.
Thank you for the cross.
I worship you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the price you paid.
Oh, God. Give you praise, Lord.
In love you came, oh, and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord.
Oh my God, yeah.
Thank you for the wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know is your forgiveness and embrace. Oh, worthy is the
our joy, our thanksgiving to you as we bow before you, Lord. Give you thanks. We give you thanks. We worship. Take us higher this morning. Let's go deeper into the city of the living God. Oh, God.
Oh, in the light of the world, you stand. darkness. Open my eyes, let me see.
God,
the beauty that made this heart adore you.
Lord,
hope of a life spent with you. So here I am, so here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. I love you. Yes, I exalt. Lift your hands. A spirit move in your temple. A spirit move in my life. A spirit move. I am called. Forever He is the Lord. song.